share a few reflections of my own from this week, actually looking at this passage. And then we're going to look a little bit later in Galatians at verses 13 to 15 in some groups together and talk and share together how we think we can live things out. But thinking about these verses that that Amanda's just read for us, the passage starts with this verse one and just the first sentence. And it says, so Christ has really set us free. So in my NLT, I don't know why, it uses the word really. I think in what we read this morning, it says truly. So Christ has truly set us free. And in thinking about this and looking at this passage this week, just that absolute one sentence has really said a lot. I think says a lot in just that one sentence. It's not even a whole verse. It's just one sentence. In fact, it's only seven words. But in those seven words, it sums up to me, as I was thinking about it, two of the main themes that we've been looking at throughout Galatians. So the first one is that freedom comes from Christ. And only from Christ. Doesn't come from the law, doesn't come from, you know, what we do. Freedom comes from Christ. And the second one is he has really, or he has truly, set us free. So he has set us free really, truly, once and for all. So that prompted me to think back about from Steve's message, I think the first Steve's message about a few weeks ago that it's done. It's not for us to do. So we've really truly been set free and it's done. And to me, thinking about that, it's that underlying question that Paul poses to the Galatians, I think, as he says that. So Christ has really set us free or truly set us free. I think the underlying thing there is, do they really believe that Christ has really set them free? And I think that as we keep reading and we, you know, we hear further on in that passage about, you know, you don't need to be circumcised, it's about faith, that do they really believe that Christ has really set them free? And because if they believe that truth, then they are free from sin, and as Paul goes on to say, they are free from the law and free from needing to earn God's favor and free from trying to make themselves right with God. And then they're also free from the resulting failure when they actually can't perfectly fulfill the law. So it's, to me, a lot, I got a lot out of those first seven words of that passage. So, and at this point, I guess, I was tempted, and I don't know, maybe some of you as well. In some ways, I'm tempted to start to feel good and go, well, you know what? I'm not trying to fulfill the Jewish law. This doesn't really apply to me. I'm doing okay. But I kind of started to consider that while this was written to the Galatians and for them it was about the law, it made myself considering, you know, thinking about those two things in today's terms for myself. Those same seven words. So Christ has really set us free. And so just like the Galatians, I had to ask myself, like, you know, and I had to sort of say to myself that, well, my freedom comes from Christ and only from Christ. And is that something that I... you know, and just thinking about that for myself, is that something that I truly acknowledge? Is that something that I truly comprehend for myself? And then the second one was that he has really set me free, really, truly, once and for all, set me free. And so thinking about those, reflecting on those two things, it just made me ask myself, that question, do I really truly believe that Christ has set me free? Not just theoretically or in a general way, but in specific ways. And it challenged me to think back, and I know, and Steve challenged us to do that too, I think in the first week, that what are those things that we've been set free from? And so so this week that's been what I've been thinking about. What are some of the things that Christ has set me free from? And if I am set free, do I do what Paul then goes on to say in the very next sentence in that verse, or very next phrase in the verse, to say, do we stay free? So, you know, the question that I pondered is, do I live embracing this freedom in Christ, or do I get tied up and dragged back into the things that I have been forgiven for, things that I've done in the past, wrong things that I've done, wrong things that I've said? Do I get dragged and pulled back into things that have taken the rightful place of God in my life at different times, whether that's, career and success or other things? Is that something that I get pulled back into? Is that something that, do I actually live free from those things, or do I allow myself to fall back into believing things that are unhelpful, or doing things that are unhelpful and that are not as if I'm living free? And I don't know about you, but I can see that happens for me. I was going to say a lot, sometimes, but probably a lot, you get pulled back into, you forget sometimes the freedom and the what you've been made free from, and you just fall back into what was before. And I think and then maybe we can't judge the Galatians too harshly in them wanting to do the right things, also in terms of thinking that they're doing what they need to do. So it's kind of been really helpful for me this week to ask myself those questions, and to spend some time to think about what are some of the things that I have been set free from, and am I really living like I'm set free from those things? So I found that helpful, and I'm going to, and hopefully you might find that helpful too. So I thought that we might just spend a couple of minutes. I'm going to invite you to just think, about what are some of the things in your life that Christ has set you free from, and then have a think about whether you are living as if you are set free from those, or whether, like me, you get dragged back into some of those things. And so I'm going to give us all a couple of minutes to think about that. And then I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to give thanks that we have been set free. I'm going to give thanks that we can live free. And I'm going to ask God to help us to see what gets in the way of that, and then reclaim our freedom in Christ. So I'm going to give everyone a couple of minutes to think about that, and then I'll pray for us. Father God, we thank you for your word and for the reminders that it gives us. I thank you that we have been set free, and that it is Christ and only Christ who sets us free, and that that is done in your power and not in any way have we contributed to that except to believe. Father, I just thank you for that. I thank you that we are set free from our sin. We are set free from our past. And I thank you that we can live free, that, that you give us the freedom to be able to move forward in you and to live, to live our lives in freedom with you and for you. And just pray that you would help us to see the things that get in the way of us continuing to live free. Help us to see the things that drag us back into things that are not your way, that drag us back into to sin, that drag us back into unhelpful ways of living, unhelpful ways of thinking. And Father, this morning I just ask that you would reveal what those are to each one of us and help us to relinquish them and to bring them back to you and to focus on the freedom that we have in you. And yeah, Father, I reclaim that freedom that you have given us. And I pray that you will help us to live in that freedom by your Spirit. Amen. So that was just a reflection on the first part of that passage for today. And the second part we're going to look at is verses 13 to 15. I'm going to get Amanda to read those as well. And then we'll come back after that. So thanks, Amanda.
Well, you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbour as yourself. But if you are always biting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another.
Thanks, Amanda. So we're going to look at this part, these few verses together. And, I think we hear these words quite often in that we should serve one another in love and to love our neighbour as ourselves. But, so I thought that today it would be good for us to break into some groups together and to just spend maybe 10 minutes or so actually sharing what are some of the things that the ways that we can do, some of the ways that we can serve one another in love, and then how can we love our neighbour as ourselves individually, but also spend a bit of time talking about how can we do that as the community. How can Bayside be loving our neighbours as a community together? So we're going to break up into some breakout rooms.